3F, Mental Health. Exercise 7A, page 57.
A hidden enemy. Are you losing sleep or not eating well? Do you feel that your schedule is too busy or that there is too much expected of you? If so, it is likely that you are suffering from stress. And you are not alone. Julia wakes up to the sound of her alarm every morning, has a quick shower, and runs to catch the bus to school. She finishes lessons at 4 p.m. and gets the bus home and spends 2 hours doing homework. On Monday and Thursday evenings, she has Spanish classes, and on Wednesdays and Fridays, she goes to music lessons. Lately, she has been having headaches and finds it hard to concentrate in class. Unfortunately, Julia is just another one of the many teenagers who suffer from stress. Recent studies show that almost every teenager in the USA has felt some sort of stress, and that many are seriously stressed out. In fact, it is believed that up to 33% of teenagers feel stress on a daily basis, while 67% feel stressed out at least once a week. Not surprisingly, 78% of the teenagers interviewed said that school was the main source of their stress. So why is stress so widespread? And what can be done to prevent it or lessen its effects? Stress is the feeling of being under emotional pressure. It is the body's way of attempting to deal with a tough situation. It can be caused by anything from a real physical threat, such as bullying, to a simple fear of making a presentation in front of the class. It can affect how you think, feel, behave, and how your body functions. When the body feels stressed, it produces hormones to make you more alert and capable of handling the situation. These hormones speed up the metabolism by increasing breathing and heart rate and raising blood pressure. Frequent stress causes the nervous system to remain on alert and to produce excessive amounts of stress hormones. This can have an adverse effect on your performance, leave you feeling tired and weakened, and eventually cause health problems such as acne, high blood pressure, depression, or other conditions. Obviously, managing stress should be on everyone's mind. Some psychologists talk about the difference between stress and pressure. Pressure is a good thing. It pushes us to achieve more. Sometimes in life, we have to put pressure on ourselves and others to get things done. However, when people are stressed, they perform worse than they normally do. If you're a teacher, you can avoid causing stress by praising and encouraging your class, while still keeping the pressure on. They'll be healthier and better for it. One of the best ways to minimize stress is by doing moderate exercise. While exercising, the heart increases blood flow and pumps more oxygen around the body, reducing levels of the stress hormone cortisol and releasing adrenaline and endorphins, or the feel-good chemicals. This leads to reduced stress levels, a feeling of well-being, and contributes to better all-round health. Experts agree that cardiovascular or aerobic exercise helps most in stress relief. Just 10 minutes of moderate exercise is enough to improve your mood. But by doing 30 minutes of exercise a day, you gain all the benefits of keeping fit and coping with stress. So take time to relax. But instead of slouching on the couch, why don't you get out there and make yourself feel good? You're worth it.